The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
We actually talked about the Mike Trout contract as we were into a break here in radio. Mm-hmm. But this, I mean, it bears repeating here. He signed 3 years ago a $144.5 million contract extension that keeps him with the Angels until 2020. So they tried to do a hypothetical.
So he signed that last year?
3 years ago.
Three. Okay.
So he signed a big deal, and everyone was like, "Wow, this is a huge deal. What a wow." I mean, how can you turn down $144 million when you're 23 years old or whatever he was? Understandable, you take it. It's called opportunity cost, Ben. When you do something, you're also potentially getting rid of an opportunity that could mean other things. It could mean, by the way, the opportunity to get injured and make $0. So you've insured yourself against that. However, it also means you've pushed free agency out a couple of years. So they went to, I think it's 69 different executives and experts as to what the free market, free agent market would bear for Mike Trout, who is, again, Bryce Harper's in that conversation. There's certainly a couple pitchers in the conversation of who's the best player in the major leagues, but Trout has won two MVPs and finished third, or second three times. So he's been in the league for 5 years.
That's amazing.
He's finished first, second, and second in the MVP balloting.
Jeez.
Guy's amazing. They think now that he would get the lowest per year salary that was brought up by any one of the 69 people, as you see on the screen here, $35 million. The highest was $50 million a year.
Wow.
The shortest and fewest dollars for 10 years, $400 million. And the longest and most dollars, 15 years, $600 million. Now, that would bring him to 41 years old, that contract. 15 years, $600 million, $40 million a year. That is, that's pretty good. I'm going to say it.
It's inconceivable.
It is inconceivable.
For a team to pay one player $50 million a year?
And that's happening in basketball now all the time.
Can that possibly be a good deal for the team? Is that a profitable deal for the team? It must be if somebody's willing to pay that.
Yeah, and they said the only reason it's really even that low is because the luxury tax will kick in on a lot of these teams, so they can't really go that much far above that. You have a tough time building a team around him at that point.
Bryce Harper's going to be a free agent pretty soon, too, unless they extend him.
Yeah.
And Harper is... He's got slight, at least this year, he's got slightly better numbers than Trout does.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he had a down season a little bit. I think it was like he hit 270 with, 30 home runs or something.
Oh, terrible.
That was an off year.
Yeah.
But the year before that, he was like 338, hit 40 or something, I think, 45 home runs. And this year, he's on pace for that, too, again, because he's
incredible.
At 337, 24 home runs. Trout is, and he's 24. Trout is 25. He's got a lifetime batting average over 300. He's hitting 335 this year. These kids are,
it's amazing.
It's crazy how good they are.
There's another free agent actually going on the market really soon, too, with a lot of baseball skill. You might know him. His name is Chris Christie. This guy is incredibly talented.
Apparently, he runs a 4-minute 40.
Yeah, which is the highest number of all time. He actually lost to many people who can't even walk. Do we have the clip of him catching the ball in the... obviously have pictures of him doing
it.
Here it
actually
is.
Booed him.
Yeah. He caught the ball. He was at a Mets game. Catches the ball in the crowd and gets booed. And the announcers, Cardinals play-by-play announcer Dan McLaughlin said, nice to see him. I get from the beach here to the ballpark.
Yeah.
He's not well liked, I would say that.
People don't dig him.